From Tidbits for October 26th, 2009, this is Launch Bar 5.0.1 runs on Snow Leopard Ads Clipboard History by Matt Newberg. Any reader of Tidbits or my Take Control books is probably aware that I couldn't live without Launch Bar from Objective Development Software. See, for example, Curing Your Launch Bar Addiction, 6th of August, 2007. Or Take Control of Exploring and Customizing Snow Leopard. Launch Bar is so crucial to my moment-by-moment Mac usage that I can barely tolerate a Mac that lacks it. I just sit there, slack-jawed, inert, unable to proceed and get anything done. Naturally, in the run-up to Snow Leopard, I was concerned over whether my Launch Bar dependency would be rudely interrupted. Now, it turns out that Launch Bar 4.3.7 did work fine in Snow Leopard, but I never actually used them together, because as soon as I switched to Snow Leopard, I discovered that Launch Bar 5, which had been available as a beta since December 2008, was already in release candidate form, and I happily started using it several months ago. On 20th of October 2009, Launch Bar 5.0.1 was released. Despite the 0.1 designation, this marks Launch Bar's emergence from its release candidate phase, so since we at Tidbits generally prefer to keep silent about betas and other unfinished software, this release is my earliest opportunity to discuss Launch Bar 5. Now, Launch Bar is one of those utilities I would describe as massively explorable. It has far more features than I'm truly familiar with. In fact, I use it actively in a surprisingly limited set of ways. So, instead of trying to list everything that Launch Bar can do, which you can explore for yourself by downloading Launch Bar or by reading its documentation online, I thought I'd let you peek over my shoulder and watch how I actually use it. Now, first, a few introductory words about what Launch Bar is. Periodically, Launch Bar indexes certain resources on your hard disk, such as your applications, preference panes, browser bookmarks and history, and services. You can configure what it indexes and how often. It also has some built-in actions of its own. Now, Launch Bar is effectively invisible until you summon it with its hotkey shortcut. By default, that's Command Space, but I've changed it to Control Space on my machines. When you summon Launch Bar, its small bar-shaped window appears just below the menu bar. You can now talk to Launch Bar, either by normal typing or with keyboard shortcuts. The normal typing is often an abbreviation. Launch Bar is smart about matching abbreviations to things in its index and learns as you use it. When you're done, which you generally signal by pressing return, Launch Bar recedes into invisibility once again. So, my normal interaction is entirely through the keyboard, though Launch Bar does also have some drag-and-drop features, and goes like this. Summon, type, dismiss. This happens quite often, sometimes about once a minute, and occasionally much more frequently. So, what precisely am I doing so frequently with Launch Bar 5? Here's a quick rundown of my most common uses. Summon an application. To specify the application, I type its abbreviation. So, to summon TextMate, I press Control Space TM Return. To summon BBEdit, it's Control Space BB Return, and so on. I say summon because I use this technique whether or not the application is already running. Launch Bar does have an application switcher. Control Space Command R and a list of running applications appears. But I find it simpler to ignore entirely the distinction between running and non-running applications. In fact, I use Launch Bar to switch applications more than I use macOS X's own Commands Tab Switcher or the dock. Because when I want an application, I want it by name and don't have the time or inclination to search for an obscure icon. Open a system preference pane. Launch Bar indexes and abbreviates various things besides applications, and among those, preference panes are probably the most important in my daily usage. I open preference panes quite a bit for one reason or another, and for reaching a specific pane quickly, the system preferences window or even the system preferences menu just doesn't cut it. To open the sound preference pane, for example, even if system preference isn't running, it's control space, sound, return, and kaboom, I'm looking at it. Operate on an application. Sorry, that phase is a bit fuzzy because it has to cover a bunch of stuff I do by starting as if to summon an application, but then pressing a keyboard shortcut instead of return. For example, to see the BBEdit application file on disk, it's control space BB command return. To do a finder get info on BBEdit, It's Control Space BB Command I. Open a recent document. Now, this actually falls under the previous paragraph's topic, operate on an application. But it's so important to me that it needs special treatment here. Launch Bar associates a document with the application that recently opened it. So I can open a recent document by starting with its application. I love this because it accords with how I actually think. The Apple menu's list of recent documents is just a meaningless jumble to me, and switching to an application and looking in its file open recent list is clumsy. Instead, to open a document recently opened, say, with BBEdit, it's Control Space BB right arrow. Now, this presents a list of BBEdit's recent documents, which I can navigate with arrow keys or by typing an abbreviation. Return opens the selected document with BBEdit. Now, this feature works only with applications whose recent documents list Launch Bar can actually see, thus excluding some non-standard apps like Microsoft Word and Excel, but such is life. Open a Finder document with a specific application. Now, this was always useful, but has become even more important to me now that Mac OS X has repudiated any creator code-based association between a document and the application that created it. See Snow Leopard Snubs Document Creator Codes, 6th of September 2009. Let's say I'm in the Finder and I select the document I want to open. Let's say I want to open it with BBEdit. Then it's Control Space and hold down Control Space for an extra moment. This is called Instant Send and means that Launch Bar accepts the selection and awaits further instructions. Those instructions can be a specification for an application. So the whole process goes Control Space and hold, BB Return. That causes the Finder selection to be opened with BBEdit. Mac OS X itself has various ways to tell a document to open with a specific application, but in my view, this beats them all. I particularly appreciate this feature when a document is multivalent, such as an HTML file, which can be usefully opened with a text editor for editing or with a browser for viewing. Search on the web. Launch Bar includes a bunch of search templates, meaning it knows how to submit a word or phrase as a search term to specific search engines. Safari has a Google field, but Launch Bar is like having a Google field, a Wikipedia field, and an eBay field, and more all rolled into one. When I press Control Space G Return, Launch Bar doesn't vanish. Instead, its little bar-shaped window turns into a text field, where I can type a search term and then press return again. This causes the search term I typed to be sent to Google in my default browser. Moreover, this feature works with Instant Send. So, if, as not infrequently happens, a friend sends me email saying something like, "Hey, check out item 15038106237 in eBay," I select 15038106234 directly in that email message and type Control Space and hold EB return. Effectively, I'm taken straight to that very listing in eBay. Delve into clipboard history. Now, why a clipboard with a memory isn't built into Mac OS X is a mystery to me. I've used various clipboard history utilities in the past, such as Copy Paste and PTH Pasteboard. I still appreciate them, and they typically have power clipboard features that Launch Bar lacks. But right now, Launch Bar's clipboard history, new in version 5, is plenty good enough for me. In fact, it boasts more features than I actually use. The way I've set it up, I press Shift-Control-Option-Command-V. It's easier for me to remember than the default Command-Option-Backslash. And Launch Bar displays a list of the last 20 things that were copied to the system clipboard. I select one and press Return to paste it into the frontmost application. And that, in a nutshell, sums up my typical constant use of Launch Bar. To be sure, none of this qualifies me as a Launch Bar power user. Really, it's almost shameful how few of Launch Bar's capabilities I actively take advantage of. Of the many other things Launch Bar can do, some are beyond my everyday habits, and some I actively dislike. For example, I don't like the feature where you type a URL directly to go to it in your browser, because it doesn't interface with my browser history and bookmarks to offer smart suggestions as I type, the way both Safari and Firefox do. And I really dislike LaunchBar's iTunes browsing interface because when you navigate in LaunchBar to a song by way of its album and ask to play that song, it makes iTunes play the album out of order. In general, though, such infelicities don't matter, and neither does my apparently shallow use of LaunchBar. What matters is that I use LaunchBar constantly and automatically, and that my use of LaunchBar makes me nimble where LaunchBar-less users are slow. To switch tasks, I don't need to know where an application lives on disk or what its icon looks like. I don't need to play with the dock or even the command tab switcher. And LaunchBar's commands and my frequently used abbreviations are so ingrained in my fingers, it's almost as though just thinking the application's name brings it frontmost, or opens a recent or selected document with it. If LaunchBar interests you and you're curious about its full range of capabilities, please do take a look, as I've already suggested, at its online documentation, because there are tons of LaunchBar features I haven't even mentioned, because this article is a description of my daily habits, not a full review of LaunchBar. For example, it can navigate your folder hierarchy. It can dive into your address book or your iCal calendars in interesting ways. It can run an Apple script, optionally handing off text or a file reference to it. It can look things up in the dictionary. It has a built-in calculator, and there's lots more. Also, let's be clear that I'm not comparing LaunchBar here with similar alternative launcher utilities. For example, I've nothing useful to say about Quicksilver, since it happens not to be what I use, though certainly Quicksilver has the advantage of being free. On the other hand, to suppose that LaunchBar's abilities are somehow supplied by Spotlight, which is built into Mac OS X, is to misunderstand the nature of LaunchBar. With LaunchBar's ability to learn abbreviations for things and the range of stuff it lets you do, it's a different class of utility from Spotlight. I use them both. To search for a document by name or content, for example, is clearly Spotlight's job. In fact, they work together through a global keyboard shortcut, Command, Option, Control, Space, by default, LaunchBar acts as a doorway to Spotlight. To try the all-but-mind-reading LaunchBar for yourself, download the 30-day free trial, 2.74 megabytes. LaunchBar 5.0.1 is compatible with Mac OS X 10.4 or later and costs 24 euros, 9 euros to upgrade from an earlier version. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Matt Newberg, and thanks for looking over my shoulder while I use LaunchBar 5.0.1.